Is it right to say it's the end of an era if you thought the era ended a long time ago? I'm talking about Columbia House, the music club.
Music stirs you up. Music shakes you out. Music takes hold of you. And when it's good, it doesn't let go of you. The Columbia Record and Tape Club can help you get a lot more music. Just find our ad. It's in your Sunday paper. Pick any 11 records or tapes for a penny and see how to get even more music free. 11 albums, 1 cent. Find our ad in Sunday's paper. Take it to your mailbox. You'll get a lot more music. You'll get a lot more life. Look in your Sunday paper and favorite magazines.
I mean, what a memory of childhood. Turns out the Columbia House was still operating, still going strong. Well, still going. I can't say going strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been announced that Columbia House, where you can get 11 records for a penny, is no more.
Well, and they had moved on to actually offering movies on VHS and then DVDs, which is probably how they still stayed in business for a little bit, I guess.
Now, this means nothing. Columbia House means nothing to a big generation because of our phones, because of streaming, because of the fact that everything we want to listen to or watch is accessible to
us. Yes, digitally, for sure. Producer Jessica.
Yes.
Were you past that age?
No, I fully knew what Columbia House was.
Okay, how much do you still owe them?
I owe them nothing. No, here's the thing. I always did those. I would go through the ads, pick out the CDs I wanted, and I showed it to my mom. My mom never let me do it because she was smarter than me.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad she didn't, because I would have bought so many because I wanted music all day, every day.
So that was the deal. You would get a mailer in your Sunday paper or a catalog sent to you in the mail, and it would be, well, when I was a little boy, it wasn't movies. It was just music. And the offer was true. 11 records, tapes for a penny. And wow, what a great deal. Well, what you didn't know, because you were a kid,
is that you signed up for a subscription, and every month they would send you new music. Now, you could return it if you didn't want it. But of course, how many people didn't do it? And you had to buy a certain amount within the year.
I remember my sister taught me a valuable lesson.
Okay.
When I was a little boy, my older sister, Judge Gina, was just Gina then. My sister taught me how to cheat. That's all there is to it.
The lawyer, the judge did?
That's all there is to it. We had a bet. One day we were talking stupid talks like kids do. I said to my sister, I know so much more about music than you do. I could, and I still can.
Okay.
My sister knew that, but because she is what she does now, she argued with me. She told me, no, I bet you I can name more. And I'm like, I'll take that bet, Gina. Finally, I'll beat my older sister at something. I went to my room, and I sat there for hours, and I wrote every artist I knew and every record I knew. And I came back an hour later so sure I was going to win, I gave her my single piece of paper, and Gina comes out with a notebook filled with artists and songs. I'm like, oh.
Oh, man. How did she know so many?
She destroyed me. Lesson learned. The younger brother gets beaten again by his older sister. Turns out Gina took that mailer that we got in the catalog that we got in the mail to her room and just copied it.
Yeah.
and by the way, told me about it when I called her. Like, how do you know all these?
Yeah.
Unapologetically told me about it. Like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
The bet was I could give more names than you could. What did I do?
Yeah.
She beat me again.
None of like some of the names of the albums didn't like tip you off. You should have known your sister wasn't listening to Vivaldi or whatever else.
Wait
she wrote
a second.
On there.
When did you get into Rachmaninoff?
Yeah.
You don't even like classical music. I didn't think about that then. Yeah. I just thought another lesson learned. My sister is smarter than I am, and that's why she's a judge to this day.
Here's the good news. Nobody owes that bill anymore. They're out of business. So if you never paid what you owed, you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Oof, that is good news if you're still getting debt collectors on that Huey Lewis in the News Greatest Hits record you got. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.